Praise the Lord. We appreciate you tuning in for our teaching today and hope we find you blessed and well and healed by the grace of God. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, anoint your words for this day. Anoint this teaching. Send it out, and Lord, that it might accomplish that wherein you have sent it and ordained it to do. Touch people, uplift, and God will give you the praise for it as you anoint our lips in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to minister today on a thought, that which is not seen. A lot of time we just focus on the things that we see, but there are so many things that we don't see with the natural eye. Only unto eyes is open spiritually. You know, the servant of God, Elisha, he did not see all that was encamped around about them. But when the man of God prayed for the servant's eyes to be open, then he could see clearly the heavenly host standing with them at that time. He could only see the physical part, and the physical part left him defeated. And that's the reason a lot of people in the world today are defeated, because they only see the physical part. They do not see the spiritual understanding of things. Here we're going to look in John, the 9th chapter, in verse 35 through 39. And this has always stood out to me, because here was a man that was, he was blind of natural eyes. But God had done a great work for him. And we back over in the first part of that chapter, and this young man was blind in verse 24. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner. And here the man's eyes had been open, and in the understanding of the natural, but also I believe there was a understanding here that allows us to know that he also seen with a more spiritual understanding once he'd been touched by the hand of God. And I'm going to tell you, when you've been touched by the hand of God, you'll never be the same. Now in John, in chapter 9, verse 35, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? Verse 36, he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh of thee. Verse 38, and he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. Then in verse 39, and Jesus said, for judgment I am come into the world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. Back in verse 25, leaves a powerful statement made. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. I've always told people, you know, opinions are a dime a dozen. You can run up down the street and people will tell you about anything. But I've always said, just find the person that got healed or got the miracle and see what their testimony is. Here's a young man that his eyes was open that he might see. And I believe when Jesus come looking for him, and, you know, they had more or less cast him out. And he said in verse 32, since the world began was I not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. I'm glad to say to you today that we know this man is of God. We know that Jesus is of God. And that's how he's able to open blind eyes, and he's able to open the spiritual eyes where men can see. Now in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 through 16, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him which whom we have to do. Then in verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast to our professions. Verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. In verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. God knows all things. He sees all things. He understands all things. Through his Spirit, if we take on his Spirit, we have this supernatural sight to be able to see the things that the carnal and the normal man cannot see. Only they can be discerned spiritually. And he says the Spirit is a discerner of these things. So it's very important, if we're going to see the supernatural things of God, we got to walk in God, we got to be in God, we got to have fellowship with him, we got to walk and talk with Jesus every day and every hour of our life. Now in 2 Corinthians in the 4th chapter in verse 6 and verse 7, we find these thoughts. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This power, this understanding, this wisdom, this light only comes from God according to his word. And then in the same chapter, verse 14 through verse 18, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with him. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many renown to the glory of God. Verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Some folks are settling and selling out for what they can feel, touch, and taste, and see with the natural eye, when we can understand that the greater understanding is those things which are eternal, that cannot be seen. It cannot be measured but touch, feel in the normal senses, but it's that which is not seen is the powerful thing that we need in our lives. That's the power of God. That's the touch of God. That's the moving of his anointed hand in our life. Then we're going to look in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, and we're going to cover there about the first 10 verses. In this first verse, for we know that if our earthly house of the tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So many folks are, as I say, selling out for just what they've got here right now. And we have a home in heaven that's eternal. Wait till you see my brand new mansion that he's building for me. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house were many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. So with that understanding, we know that God's got something in store for us. And, you know, if this physical house be destroyed, we have an eternal home. Verse 2, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that we been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened not for that which we would be clothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Verse 5. Now he that has wrought us for the self same thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Verse 6. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Stopping there at verse 7. Great understanding there, that if you just look at this thing in the natural, you're not going to see it. We've got to walk by faith. Every man, the Bible says, is given a measure of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, you know, he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it takes this faith in God and this trust in God for all these things to work. Now in verse 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. This life is just a vapor that appeareth for a while and vanishes away. The Old Testament writer said it's like water spilt on the ground that never can be regathered again. We know that assuredly that God has prepared for us a mansion, and we have this spiritual vessel, this spiritual house that's more important than anything on this earth. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither is entered in the heart of man what God has got in store for him. In verse 10, the closing of this part of scripture here for this teaching, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his flesh according to that he has done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now in 2 Timothy in chapter 1 in verse 12, and this verse of scripture just means so much to me. I had a good friend that was a minister that went on to be with the Lord. He only knowed he was terminally ill for about a week, and I got to talk to him just a few days before he died. And the way that he quoted this verse of scripture, it was a favorite of mine before that, but after that, it's like it's been eternally impressed into my spirit. But here's the words he said in verse 12 of 2 Timothy in the first chapter. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. We got to make up our mind and commit it all. This gentleman simply said, I'm going to win either way, because he had eyes that would see, and he could see that which was not seen by the normal man with the normal eye. And I pray today, as we come to the close of this teaching, that you can look and see those things that are eternal, and you can see the things that are real, and see the things that are going to be everlasting, and realize that you have a home in Christ, in God, built in the heavens, and that home is eternal and forevermore. And to be absent in body is to be present with the Lord, to live as Christ, to die as gain. We come to the full understanding of those verses when our eyes are open, and then we got more to go to heaven today than we had yesterday. We're homesick. I used to, as a young man, didn't know or understand what people used to say when they was homesick. But the more you learn about God, the more you study his word, the more you believe his word, the more you bathe your soul, spirit, and heart in his word, the more homesick you get for that homeland. So today, that which is not seen, it is eternal. Would we pray? God, in the name of Jesus, let men and women that their eyes have not be open, let them be open today. Let them pray and call out to you. Man must believe in his heart and confess with his mouth. The Bible said, thou shalt be saved. And as man believe, as the young man that we started this teaching with today that was blind, his eyes was physically open, but also as Jesus came looking for him, he was able to open his eyes spiritually and see, and he wanted to worship him, and he wanted to believe in him. So here today, Jesus has come looking for you. What are you going to do? You're going to turn him away. He's knocking at the door. Are you going to let him in, or are you going to turn him away? Remember, that which is not seen, it is eternal. God grant it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.